Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to Weirdos TV. Also being simulcast on Radio Free Brooklyn, of course. And I am your host, the head weirdo, Jeremy X. That's me. I am here calling from the future by way of machines and simulcast on Manhattan Network neighborhood. And also, you know, Radio Free Brooklyn. And as I like to remind you, you can contribute to Radio Free Brooklyn if you go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. And it's only fair because, you know, it doesn't cost anything to listen to the show or watch the show, but some people do expend some sort of expenses. And you can help. That's right. You can help if you just give a little. Give a shit. Give a little shit. Give a few fucks. You know, whatever it is you can do. And of course, you can call in to the show, especially right now when I'm recording. I just tweeted about that, you know. You can call 1-800-WEIRDOS, which is also known as 800-934-7367. You can Skype into the show, which is known as Weirdos999. Skyping the show is fun. Maybe I'll try to Skype. There's only one person on my Skype list who seems to be live right now. Her name is Sonia. So we might try and Skype Sonia and see what she can do for us. See if she wants to do something for us. I see. I'm starting to learn how this all works. You know, I've been doing this for many years, a thousand years, really. Really, 1,000 years. I not you kid. I'm not a kid, and when I tell you I've been doing this for 1,000 years, 1,000 years I've been doing this crazy crap, and I still can't figure it out, which is good. I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to know. I want to keep wondering and worrying and thinking about things. I don't know how it'll become clear to me ever if I figure it out, but
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Oh, but you're really not. You're really not real. You're really not even a real person. So that's okay. I just want you to realize that it's okay to not be a real person. You know, it's a perfectly reasonable thing to be, okay? And I know that some people think that they need to be real. And I appreciate that you want to be real. But it's really not necessary. So, in this unreal world, which is not real and never will be real, it's important to stay alive and realize that being alive is not the same as being real. Being real is like being far away and being unreal is the same as being fictional, you know what I mean? I'm fictional. I'm a fictional character. That's right. I'm so fictional, and I made myself up. It's part of the interesting thing. Because most fictional characters are invented by somebody else, you know what I mean? But I invented myself. And that's kind of part of the fun of Weirdos TV. That the fictionality was a part of my own invention, and that's why I'm a product of my own invention. And, you know, things can get complicated when you're fictional. It can be a real problem. It can be a real problem to be fictional. It can also be fun, you know. It can be really groovy. And I feel groovy, you know. I feel being really, really groovy today. Very groovy. Completely groovy. Entirely groovy. So groovy, groovy. And the problem with being so groovy is that I just don't know. I can't tell. It's not clear to me. Nothing seems clear, and I wish that I could tell. If only I knew exactly what it meant to be something, to be me, to be you, then I could be clear, and it would be clear to me. I'd like to be clear. But I don't know. I can't tell. Clear, and I wish that I could tell. If I could just tell,
I knew exactly
what it meant to be something, to be me, to be you,
to be me.
Then I could be clear.
I could be clear.
Nothing seems clear. Tell. If only I knew exactly what it meant to be something. It just doesn't seem clear to me.
Nothing seems clear, and I wish that I could tell.
I don't even know the things that you know.
But people who know things
know things about you,
and I know about you.
Seems clear.
You're the person who knows about me.
I don't even know
if I can tell what you're doing about me.
The things about you is the thing
I know about you.
I know the things I can tell.
And if I'm the thing to be the thing, I think myself on top of something.
Nobody ever. Don't you think? I think it's amazing. Totally amazing. Totally amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing when you don't know what you're talking about, but when you do know what you're talking about, it's still amazing. It's still wonderful, 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 wonderful.
I knew that would happen. That's the only way that it ever happened.
It ever happened.
And it's important that it happens that way. And I think that the problem, the point is that there's
no problem.
And when I tell you that there's no problem, I mean everything is okay, but not the same. Not the same, but still pretty good. And when I tell you that everything is pretty good, I mean things are very, very good. And I love when they're very good. It's really good when they're good. In fact, it's even good when they're bad. It's okay when they're in the middle. You know, like sort of good and sort of bad and sort of okay in the middle of being the thing that they're not being. But what I like about it all is that we're beyond the end. We're being another type of thing. We're being something else. We're being a part of it. It's good to be a part of it. It's good to be inside of it. And it's good to be around it. So if you feel good about being good, and if you feel bad about being bad, that's all good. It's all good. You know, I never really liked that phrase, it's all good. I mean, what does it mean, it's all good? You know, it's all good. But it's not all good. Some of it's good, and some of it's not so good. I don't think we should ever assume that it's all good. It's not all good. It's good, it's bad, it's the same, it's different. And in some cases, it's all the same. And when it's all the same, well, that's kind of boring, don't you think? I think that's boring for it to be all the same. So I don't want that. And I say, stop!
Stop!
I say stop being the same. Stop being the different thing. And stop being me. Stop being you. Everything that I am is what you are. It's okay. It's okay. I think it's okay. Could it be okay?
Ever, 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 new, ever, new, new, ever, 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 new, ever, 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 ever.
I don't understand. It's not really the way it should be. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I think we're going to try Sonia here. Okay, we're going to see if we can reach Sonia. It's a real experiment here. I don't know if Sonia's going to want to, be here on the show. But we're going to give it a shot. You can hear the Skype sounds there. And we're going to see if Sonia will answer the phone. And if she does, then we're good. And if not, then I guess we're not good. But, you know, there's nothing much we can do about that. You know, it's ringing, as you can hear. I don't understand why. I don't know. She's not picking up, so I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, well, it was worth a try, you know. So I don't think we're going to continue to work on that. Yeah, that's a no-go. Well, we tried. We tried. And I'm glad we tried the one person that we could try to see if we could get through to somebody. I did put out a general call to see if someone would come in and Skype around with us, you know, just for the hell of it. But it's easier said than done, you know what I mean? So we're gonna just gonna have to entertain ourselves. And when I say entertain ourselves, I mean that I am going to entertain you, and you're going to be entertained by me, and there's nothing we can do about that. I'm gonna just go crazy. I'm going totally nuts. And it's all I can do, you know, is just completely lose my mind, because if no one will come here and join us and help us be a part of it, being a part of it is the important part. You know what I mean? That's what I think. I think if we could just be a part of it, it would be really great. But I don't know. I can't tell, you know? I can't tell why I'm a part of it, or why you're a part of it, or what the hell to do about it. Not much I can do about it. So I don't really try, you know? I try not to try. You're not allowed to try on Weirdos TV. You just are what you are, and you are what you're not, and you're not what you are. And if I wasn't you, then you would be me, so we don't want that to happen, right? That would be scary. That would be very, 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 very scary. So since I'm me, and you're you, and we are we, and he are you, and everything is all together, we're gonna continue trying to entertain you beyond the beyond, and being beyond what is here, knowing that everything that is here isn't what's there, and everything that's there isn't what's here. So I'm not going to worry about that, and you're not going to worry about that, and I'm not going to worry about you, because it's here where we are. We're here, and you're there. We're here, and you're there. And that's okay. You don't have to be here, I don't have to be there, but now that we are, we might as well just continue being where we are, hoping that everything will be everything, and be here, and be there. And at a certain point, I'll just go away. You know, I'll just stop. I'll just stop, and then I'll go away. And that'll be okay, I think. You know, it's important to sometimes be here and sometimes be there and never, ever, ever be nowhere. Sometimes it's very complicated. And I like the complications, you know. They make me feel good. They make me feel bad. They make me feel all sorts of things. And I like feeling things. That's how I know I'm alive. Because other than that, I mean, I just drift around like this, right? I'm just a floating head in a weird environment. And there's nothing we can do about that.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I. So that's all I can say about it. It's all I've got is to be here with you and hope that maybe some of you will call in or Skype in. You'd think that somebody would, you know, do something about it, but it never seems to happen. I don't know. I can't figure out the problem. I think it's a time issue. I'm in the future, so if I tell you to call me, by the time when you call me, it's already the past from you, I mean, for me, it's the past, and so I tell you to call me, but I'm here in the future, so if you call, then you just get my answering machine, because that was a long time ago when you called, but I'm here now, so that's all I can say about that. I'm scared to talk to other people is the point. They might judge me. I'm hoping that they'll like me. I want them to want me. And what if they don't? What if other people don't want me? And all I can do is think about them wanting me and hope that they'll be interested in who I am and what I have to say. And what if they're not? What if they just think I'm an asshole and I'm an idiot and I'm a fuck-off and stupid and boring? Nobody likes me and nobody cares what I have to say. That's the whole problem. That's the problem of being a weirdo. You know that? When you're a weirdo, no one really cares what you have to say. And that's not good. It's no fun to be ignored by the world. It's very difficult, and I wish that maybe people would pay attention. You know, they don't have to like, it's not like I want them to focus on me and only me. I just wish that they would pay attention to me for a moment or three. You know what I mean? I mean, if I could just do that, you know, it's something I'm learning how things work. You know what I mean? And I just thought that maybe that would be enough for people. The thing. I know that I can tell if only I knew exactly what it meant to be something. It doesn't really matter, but I'm trying to figure it out. And I think that's reasonable, don't you? And nothing that I say means anything to you. But it means something to me. And that's the problem. If it only meant something to you, then that could be something, and then we could talk about it. It would be great. It would be so useful if you could understand me and I could understand you. But it doesn't seem to work that way. So I just keep trying. I'm just trying all the time to figure out why. It doesn't matter, you know? It's not really important. The thing that matters is why. And there's no real answer to that question. I think the thing about why is it's a question that answers itself. You can try it. You can try and answer the question why. But I don't think you'll find out. I think you'll just have to wonder, just like I always wonder. I wander and I wonder and I winder, wander, wander. I wander in my window. And I don't know, you know, I can't tell. I can't tell what it is. I can't tell why it is. And I don't care, you know. But I can think about it. I can think about it. I'm thinking about it right now. Right this second, I'm thinking all about it. So I keep thinking, and nothing occurs to me. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. I was I. it doesn't really matter.
I can't really tell if I'm supposed to be there or not, but it's not really the same thing, you know what I mean? It's the same, but it's different, and because it's different, I think it's the only thing that I need to know. So I keep thinking about it, and it doesn't tell me what I need to know, so then I'm always wandering and wondering in the window. And this window is the window that you're looking at, right? It's the window on your computer, not running Windows, maybe, but running the Mac OS, and wondering why I wander, and wondering when I'm wondering, and keeping the other things good and bad, and, you know, all those good, bad things. And when we're back to the beginning, we can go beyond the end. And I hope that we will. I hope that someday we'll be in another place, another time, another way to be. If only we could be the way we are, then maybe we'd know something more, something that we could understand. I don't know. I just, sometimes when I'm thinking about it, I think about it. And the only way to know, is to watch Weirdos TV. So you've been watching Weirdos TV, or listening, whatever it is we do over here. Whether you're watching on MNN or you're listening on Radio Free Brooklyn, it's good. It's either way, it's appropriate and it's wonderful, and I couldn't appreciate it more. So however it worked and whenever it did and whatever we did, I'd like to thank you, because that's the end of our show for now, and next time, on the next episode, we'll be pitching the show to Adult Swim. So I hope you'll tune in for that, because that's going to be a wild and weird experience. So that's all I have to say about it, and good luck to the rest of us for the end.